Okay, Gumdrop Spider, we're going to lose you in about a minute and a half, and we'll see you over Carnarvon at 1-6. Spider, this is Houston. If you read, give us low bit rate.
All right, roger, low bit rate.
Okay, and we'll see you at 1-6 over Carnarvon.
Roger.
This is Apollo Control at 46 hours, 49 minutes, and we've had loss of signal at Madrid. Got some heart rates here on the crew, the two astronauts in the LAM. Jim McDivitt's heart rate's been running around 100. Rusty Schweikert around the mid-80s, 85, 86. Dave Scott in the command module is showing mid-70s, low to mid-70s. The next station to acquire will be Carnarvon at 47 hours, 15 minutes. Stand by, we'll get a time here now, I think, on this news conference. We're estimating the news conference for 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, about 10 minutes. 9 a.m. for the news conference. This is Mission Control, Houston. This is Apollo Control at 47 hours, 29 minutes into the mission. Apollo 9 over the Honeysuckle Creek Station in its 30th revolution. This pass started at Carnarvon about 14 minutes ago. During the pass, the crew is checking out the primary guidance and navigation system, the abort guidance system, the computers aboard, and they're aligning their inertial measurement unit in the LAM. We'll start the tape at Carnarvon now.
Ready. Alright, that was a little fast, but 35128-068-64-00308.
Roger, you got it.
Thank you.
Dave, are you late, Snow?
Holy Christmas, what a bunch of gyros I've got over here.
Gumdrop, I haven't heard from you on this one, and Spider, I've got a couple items to pass to you when you have the chance.
Spider, go ahead.
All right. Roger. I've got a couple of addresses that's got to be changed as a result of the three-day slip in the launch date. And when you're ready to copy, I'll give them to you.
Okay, before you give us those, be advised that we got a cockpit error here, and we loaded, in starting up the pings, we loaded location 30,000 with 2176, and we'd like to know what we should put back into 30,000.
All right, stand by and work.
If you want a reference on that, it's systems 36, step 1.
Roger, copy.
Send the gumdrops with you, Houston.
Roger, gumdrop. And gumdrop, this is Houston. At your convenience, you might drag out your block data pad. I have block data 6 to give you as we get along here. I have the pad now.
Okay. And gumdrop, this is Spider, so you can get out of your narrow dead man hole there. We'll take an 0620 on your mark.
Okay, stand by. All right, Roger. Spider dump drop, 3, 2, 1, mark.
Okay, ready to copy your angles and you can go to drift.
Oh, thank you. 3, 5, 1, 6, 8. 0, 6, 8, 8, 8. 0, 0, 2, 8, 2.
Roger. Houston and Gumdrop read back here from Spider. 3, 5, 1, 6, 8. 0, 6, 8, 8, 8. 0, 0, 2, 8, 2.
Roger. Spider, I have that. I'm reading back Gumdrop says plus 3, 5, 1, 6, 8. 0, 6, 8, 8, 8. 0, 0, 2, 8, 2. I'm reading yours as 3, 1, 1, 4, 8, 2, 4, 8, 7, 9, 3, 5, 5, 9, 0.
That's a verify, and the docking ring angle was plus 2.10 degrees.
Roger, plus 2.1.
Sure, and Spider, ready to copy your update.
Okay, these addresses, if you're, it's this unit W, or where the North Pole is, and your first address is 1714. What we want to load in there is 11143. The next address is 1716. We'd like to load 30341. Now, there were a couple of updates needed in the TFM, but you will pick those up as you go through that step. These are the only two that we'd like to have you load.
Roger, be advised, we already loaded TFM. You want us to read that down to you?
Yes, let's have it to verify.
Okay, ready to copy?
Go ahead.
Okay, 4 ball 7, 3, 5, 0, 1, 6, 3, 1, 1, 5, 3.
Roger, that's verified.
Okay, and we'll be seeing these right now.
Okay, very good.
Houston, Gumdrop, I'm all ready for the block update.
Roger, stand by just one if you can, Gumdrop.
All ready.
Spider, Houston.
Go.
Roger, we'd like to know if you got an operator error when you hit enter at 30,000 address.
That's a negative.
Roger, copy. No operator error.
Not that I noticed, anyway.
Okay.
Let me put it this way. If there was an operator error, it disappeared by itself when I loaded the data because I did not key a reset.
Roger, copy. Okay, Gumdrop, this is Houston. I'd like to get started on this block data.
Roger, go.
Roger. 0331 alpha plus 297 minus 0621 0 51-04-32-3870. And I'd like to have both vehicles ensure S-band volume up. 0-34-4-alpha +325-1579. 0-53-58-09er. 3-8-5-8. 0-35-4-alpha +337-1579. 0-55-29er. 0-8. 3-8-5-7. 0-36-3-alpha +292+1450. 0-56-53-16-46-38. I'd like to verify you're with me, Gumdrop. We didn't lose you in the handover.
I'm with you. I dropped about 4 bits there, but go ahead.
Okay. 0-37-4-alpha +244-1619. 0-58-39-31-4574. 0-38-3-Baker +320+1500. 0-60-02-28-4618. And for your SPS trim angles, through your first three, through 35-4 alpha, your pitch is -0.88. Yaw is -0.60. Through the rest of them, your pitch is -0.93. Yaw is -1.21. End of update.
Roger. Okay, I dropped 1 bit on the seconds on 3-4-4 alpha. The next area, I dropped the first three lines, and the rest of it I've got, so have not given me those that I dropped.
Okay, the second line in 3-4-4 alpha is +325. The first three lines in the next one, 0-35-4 alpha +337-1579. And I'd like you to hold the read back for a little bit. And Spider, I have your limb torquing angle.
Just stand by, just one. Houston Gumdrop, give me the seconds on the time of 3-4-4 alpha.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you said the second line. Okay, the seconds are 0-9er. The time, 0-5-3-5-8-0-9er.
All right, 0-9er, and I'll read it back whenever you're ready.
Okay.
Houston, this is Spider, ready to copy the angle.
Okay, reading your torque angles. +0-0-9-er-1-0 -0-0-1-5-0 +0-1-2-1-0.
The reading back, +0-0-9-er-1-0 -0-0-1-5-0 +0-1-2-1-0.
That's affirmative. We've got you.
Thank you.
Spider, Houston.
Roger, go ahead.
Roger, and on this 30,000 bit, evidently the computer dropped the three and loaded addresses all zero, and there's no action required on your part.
That's fortunate. Thank you.
Rod. Spider and Gumdrop. On the last two dumps of the DSE, we have received no LEM data. We'd like to have you check your cockpit configuration to receive the LEM data, and also for Spider to send it.
Gumdrop's configured.
Spider, what was that last call? We got a lot of noise on the
S-band. Roger, on the last two passes of the DSE, they've not received any LEM data on the dump.
Roger, we're configured for data here.
Okay, same old.
Gumdrop, this is Houston. Could you verify your tape recorder switch is in the record position?
That's verified.
Okay, thank you.
Houston, this is Spider.
Go, Spider. Spider, this is Houston. Go ahead.
Gumdrop, is he reading us?
Roger, he's reading you. Go ahead.
Okay, I'll have to transmit in the blind. Be advised, we're beginning the RTS pressurization on systems 42. And the second step, we have an interesting result there. When I recycled system A, SNB2 to close, both barber poles jumped to gray. SNB1 went back to barber pole immediately. And SNB2 waited for about 20 seconds and then went back to barber pole. And that's happened twice in a row.
Roger, copy. Stand by on that one.
You got your Spider.
Okay, if he has any recommendations, I'm going to try and assist him. If he has any recommendation, let me know.
Uh-huh.
All right, we sure will. We're massaging that now, Spider.
Spider, I've got it working.
Spider, Houston.
Houston, Gumdrop, I don't believe he's reading. I can relay for you.
Okay, we're about to lose you here at Honeysuckle. We'll see you over Mercury at about 3-7 in about 3 minutes, and we'll clean it up there.
Oh, very well. Mercury at 3-7.
Gumdrop, if you're still reading me, won't you start your readback of that block data here until we go over the hill?
All right, let's give it a go.
Okay, Gumdrop and Spider, we should have you through the Mercury.
All right, Houston, here's Gumdrop. And Spider here, Houston.
Roger, we're showing your RTS pressurized, and we're also requesting you check the address 1457 and verify that it is 62045. And the reason why I'm calling you on this is back on systems 41, when you loaded 1456, we believe it also changed to 1457.
Okay, what's the address 1457? What's the number supposed to be now?
It should be 62045.
Roger, 1457 should be 62045.
That's affirmative.
Roger, Houston, you might check 1453 and 1455 also. My understanding was those are double precision for the PIPA bias, and that's why we loaded zeros in all three of those.
Rog, copy Spider in work.
Okay.
Houston, this is Spider.
Go, Spider.
1457 is all balls.
Okay. Would like to have you load 62045.
Okay, then probably 3 and 5 will also be wrong. I'll load this one up right now.
Okay, we'll get back with you on that. We're going to have you over the Mercury here for about 7.5 minutes left. And I'd like to pass you your gimbal drive angle, so we'll be all rocking on ready for your gimbal drive check when we hit Guaymas.
Roger, stand by just once. Roger, go ahead.
Roger, your GDA angles are 1, 0, 0, plus 0, 0, 5, 8, 8. And R2 plus 0, 0, 6, 7, 9.
Roger, plus 0, 0, 5, 8, 8, plus 0, 0, 6, 7, 9.
That's affirmative. And stand by, I'll have you what you need in address 1453 and 55.
Roger, do you have 11 CSM weights, by the way?
Stand by one, Spider. Spider, Houston.
Roger, go.
All right, your limb weight, 32418. And that's also for gumdrop if he wants it. CSM, 30127.
Roger, 32418 and 30127.
That's affirmative, Spider.
Roger, and how much time do we have in this pass?
Roger, Spider, we've still got about 5 minutes left in this pass.
Okay, I'd like some of the systems guys might have noticed a little anomaly there. At the end of the RTS pressurization on step 6,
okay.
Make it step 5, beg your pardon. I inadvertently placed system A, ascent feed 2, momentarily to open instead of close, thereby opening the interconnect. I closed it immediately, and I see no change in the system pressures. However, it's probably an anomaly in the data there that you might note. And I'd like to know if there's any further action required.
Roger, Spider, Houston, copies, and we anticipate no problems, and I have your loads for 1453 and 55.
Roger, ready to copy.
1453 0 0 6 6 1455 60 462.
Roger, let me read all of those. 53, 55, and 57. 60 0 6 6 60 462 62 045.
That is affirmative, Spider. Houston confirmed.
Roger, we'll load them now.
Okay, and Gumdrop, let's go ahead with your read back, starting right from the first line. Gumdrop, Houston, standing by for your read back.
Houston, Gumdrop.
Roger, I'm reading. I'm ready for your read back.
Okay, sorry, I must have lost you there for a minute. Okay, here we go. 0331 Alpha, plus 297, minus 0621, 0510432, 3870, 0344 Alpha, plus 325, minus 1579, 0535809, 3858, 0354 Alpha, plus 337, minus 1579, 0552908, 3857, 0363 Alpha, plus 292, plus 1450-056-5316-4638-0374 Alpha plus 244 minus 1619-0583931-4574-0383 Bravo plus 320 plus 1500-060-0228-4618. You with me that far?
I've got it all and everything's good.
Okay, the pitch trim and yaw trim for 33-1 Alpha through 35-4 Alpha. Pitch is minus 0.88, yaw minus 0.60. For 36-3 Alpha through 38-3 Bravo, pitch minus 0.93, yaw minus 1.21.
Roger, good show, Gumdrop, and we're going to lose both of you in about 1 minute. We'll see you over Guaymas at about 5-7, and we'll be rocking on ready for you, Spider.
Roger, what time will be Guaymas?
Roger, it'll be Guaymas at 5-7, and we'd like to have low bit rate at this time.
Roger.
This is Apollo Control at 47 hours, 52 minutes. We will acquire at the Redstone, a low elevation pass there in about a minute. During this pass across Australia and over the Mercury ship in the South Pacific, the crew in the LIM has been checking out the computer, aligning the platform, pressurizing the RCS system.
Hello, Houston. Come drop.
Rog, and to get a leg up on this Guaymas pass, I have a nav check I'd like to give to you now, and we'll be uplinking state vectors to both vehicles over Guaymas, or sometime in the state's pass.
We're live at the Redstone now.
Spider, you ready to gumdrop? I'll be ready to send you an F check when you're ready to copy.
Redstone contact.
Six land.
Houston, say again.
Gumdrop's ready.
This Redstone contact for voting VHF.
Roger, Gumdrop, I'll give it to you. Are you ready, Spider?
Roger, Spider, ready.
All right, reading the nav check. 049er, 113340, minus 2216, plus 16516. 2309er. End of nav check.
Roger. Say the time again, please.
Roger. Reading the time. 049er. 113340.
Gumdrop. I got a 33.40. Is that right, Gumdrop?
That's affirmative, Spider. That's Houston.
Okay, I'll read it back here. 049er 1133.40 minus 2216 plus 16516 2309er.
Your read back is correct, Spider. And Gumdrop, did you verify?
Gumdrop verified.
Rog, and while I've got you in a writing.